The Hit List. KMFM.
So I'm delighted to be joined in the studio by the only the young guys. Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hi.
How are we all?
We're good. Very How are good. You?
Thank you? I'm good, thank you. Charlie, welcome back to Kent. Thank you. I've heard that you're from... Whereabouts in Kent are you from?
I'm from Kent too.
Oh, you're from Kent as well?
Yeah, I'm from Ramsgate.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm from Kent as well.
Are you?
I'm totally not.
Do you know what? We're technically all from Kent because we all lived together in my house in Ramsgate for 3 years.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So we all know the area very well.
Oh, I got bad press.
You got bad. You got bad notes there. I'm gonna have to.
I think I was on the only the young Wikipedia thing, and I think it just said that you were from. Also, welcome back.
Thank you. We're so happy to be back.
So, what do you miss most about Kent? When you're obviously we'll get the generic family and friends.
Yeah.
We won't have those.
I miss the beach. I miss Broadstairs Beach and like the nightlife.
See, that's the thing. Like, I'm new to Kent, so I came from Hertfordshire. So what would you recommend as a newbie to Kent? Where would you recommend you take me?
I'd say go for a nice dinner down by, you know, the Broadstairs, where like all the restaurants are opposite the beach.
We'll go for a night out at the Dolphin.
The Dolphin?
Yeah.
Is that a good one? I don't know if I can tell by the expression whether that's good or not.
I was once in there and Parissa needed a glass of water.
Yeah.
So I got her a full pint of water and the next thing I know she poured it on her head.
Naturally.
The whole thing went on her head.
Why?
I took her on.
What, so did you pour it on your head?
Or yeah, she poured it on herself.
Why?
Don't ask.
I don't know. Maybe I was hot.
Could have asked for a fan or something.
Yeah, I could have asked for a fan.
Taking up a layer of clothing. Yeah. It's fine, water, that's fine. Okay, so obviously X Factor's coming back. If you had the power between all of you to change whatever you wanted, like complete creative freedom, no budgets, anything you wanted.
Wow.
On X Factor,
yeah.
Wow.
Probably the early mornings.
Yeah. That wasn't fun.
How early was it?
I would have liked more creative.
Yeah, more...
like, the set. Do you know, like, what we was on set with us?
Yeah.
You kind of had leeway with what song you were singing. I mean, sometimes they would push more than others, but you could say no sort of thing.
And what would have been cool as well is to have, like, a live band every week on stage with you.
That would be cool.
That would be good.
Because at the end, week 7, we sang something about The Way You Look Tonight to a track that we kind of didn't really want to sing to. And we used Silly String.
Yeah.
And like a set we didn't want it to be on. Yeah. It's one of them things, like, it's an amazing show, but I think, yeah, if we could have a little bit more control and say in what we kind of wanted to do, is because we knew what we were as a band as well before we were on the show. So I think that would have been good to have more, like, say. Really?
Right, so your single I Do is out on the 31st of July.
Yes, and you can pre-order it right now.
Oh,
like,
can
this
you?
Why don't you do it right now on your phone? Pre-order it.
Oh, my phone's off.
Well, you should turn it on and pre-order it.
As soon as it's back on.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, everyone needs to pre-order it because sometimes you forget, you know, when it comes out.
Yeah.
Yes. To buy it.
We would love if our, like, hometown of Kent could definitely get behind us and download it because we'd love to get it on the map as well and show some talent that's kind of coming from there. So you can head to, like, iTunes and Google Play now if you just search Only the Young I Do. There's a lot of ways to do it, so you should do it.
That's cool. Can you tell me a bit about the single?
Yeah. It's a really fun summer vibe. It's a song that we all love. We feel really proud of it as well. And yeah, it's just, you should head over and listen
to it. We thought with the track that it'd be the perfect time to release around summer as well. It's a really festively kind of vibe.
Yeah, it seems it.
Really upbeat and feel good music. And we thought, we couldn't think of a better song to sing than that one for us guys, especially our first single. We wanted to really showcase what we're about and it's really fun, so
yeah,
hopefully it'll come across.
Can we play a game?
Yes.
So your lead single was called I Do, so let's play. This is obviously creative genius.
I do.
Or you've probably played loads of this. You've probably played this game already.
We haven't.
So it's called I Do or I Don't. So these are confessions.
Oh god.
Confessions of stuff that everyone pretty much does but they don't like to talk about.
Get ready for this.
Oh, no.
So I'll go through you one by one and I'll read you a phrase and you have to say I do or I don't, but let's go complete honesty. Okay. I sometimes spend over 5 hours on Netflix when I'm hungover without moving.
I do.
Yeah, I do.
I do.
I do.
That's good. So do I.
Hungover or not, I'm five hours on Netflix.
We love Netflix.
Strong point of my life.
Get the day off and then go straight over to Netflix. I exaggerate stories to make them more exciting than they already are.
I do.
I don't.
Sometimes.
I do what I don't.
I don't.
Nah.
Everyone exaggerates
I don't either.
No.
These two are great, though. If you ever want a good story, get these two to tell it, because it is brilliant.
Does it become more and more exaggerated every time it gets told?
Especially with Charlie.
It doesn't get more. I just go all out first time.
Charlie's excessive.
If there's 10 people outside, there's 50. Yeah. Charlie's
thing. Okay.
Which isn't a bad thing.
Charlie exaggerates what happens.
You should work in sales, Charlie.
Yeah, no, he would be great.
I take a real situation and just make it sound better. Yeah. And like Betsy comes up with weird like strategies. I should lose her phone. She'll be like, I was on the train I saw Barack Obama and he took my phone and now it's being used.
That's true.
I think of embarrassing things that have happened to me in the past and make a disgusting face and a weird noise and hope that nobody saw.
Oh, I do.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, I do.
I do.
It's that weird one, you know, when you think of something and you're just like, oh.
Yeah, I cringe.
Yeah, I guess.
It's more like the night after you've been out.
Yeah, I don't think about it like 5 years on.
If I go out with my friends, like, and then I come here, the next day I wake up, I'm like, yeah, that's exactly what
he's
I'm
like,
doing.
Oh my.
Yeah, flashbacks,
God.
Don't you?
Yeah, it's horrible.
I hate looking through texts. The
following they're the worst.
Morning.
Yeah, you're
the worst.
Actually, no, it's even worse when you go on Snapchat and it shows that you've sent all these different pictures.
And you look at your Snapchat story and you're like, what was I doing?
There's like screenshot.
Yeah.
And you're like, what?
Then you know
that?
It's a bad one.
The Hit List. KMFM.